From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, October 7th. Coming up, data centers use a lot of energy and water. And with the rise in AI, some worry about the possibility of more facilities coming to downstate Illinois. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says the Trump administration is sowing chaos in the state as a pretext to deploy the National Guard. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem has requested troops be sent to the state in order to protect federal immigration officers. President Trump is deploying the Texas National Guard and activating National Guard members from Illinois over the governor's objections. At a press conference yesterday afternoon, Pritzker says the move represents a, quote, invasion and a step towards autocracy.
The state of Illinois is going to use every lever at our disposal to resist this power grab and get Noem's thugs the hell out of Chicago. I'm not afraid. I am not afraid, and I won't back down.
According to the DHS, ICE has arrested more than 800 people as part of the operation in Chicagoland and across the state, drawing mass protests. Illinois has filed a lawsuit to prevent Trump from deploying the National Guard. With the rise of AI, downstate Illinois could be a prime location for new facilities. But IPM Student Newsroom's Leili Nazarva reports some worry about the possible strain on local resources.
Data centers can use more than 365 million gallons of water a year. That's according to a recent report from the nonprofit Alliance for the Great Lakes. Anna Barras is a director of the Center for Secure Water at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. She says building large data centers in this part of the state raises serious concerns about the impact on local water sources.
Mahomet Aquifer is actually a small aquifer that is pretty isolated. So the implications for systems like that are even more serious.
To prevent a water crisis, she says the first step is to require transparency from data centers about their water and energy usage. I'm Leili Nazarva, IPM News.
More on the issue of AI and water usage coming up on the 217 Today podcast. Protesters and journalists say their First Amendment rights are being trampled by tear gas and rubber bullets. A new lawsuit contends ICE and Border Patrol agents are trying to silence the plaintiffs by using flash grenades, exploding pepper balls, and other non-lethal weaponry. Kevin Fee is the legal director for the ACLU of Illinois. He says people are also being arrested without cause, and that's a Fourth Amendment violation.
They are being detained, pulled inside the Broadview facility in some instances, for hours at a time, and then released in many instances without charges because they've done nothing wrong.
The Chicago Newspaper Guild and other organizations filed the lawsuit alongside independent journalists and protesters. The Guild represents Chicago Sun-Times reporters. Illinois' Attorney General says the state is on firm legal footing in its newly filed lawsuit against the Trump administration over National Guard deployments. The president wants National Guard units from Illinois and Texas here to maintain order as part of his immigration crackdown. Governor Pritzker is opposed and announced the filing of a federal lawsuit to block Trump's plans. Attorney General Kwame Raoul says a president cannot mobilize the National Guard without a governor's backing.
I'm here to say that the president's actions are illegal. The president has failed to establish that any of the legal prerequisites exist for his efforts to mobilize the National Guard's troops here.
A federal judge is giving the Trump administration until Thursday to respond to the suit. Still to come, data centers use a lot of energy and water, and with the rise in AI, some worry about the possibility of more facilities coming to downstate Illinois. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast. And now we'll look at your forecast from the National Weather Service. For today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies with a high near 70 degrees, southwest wind gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 46 degrees, north wind gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 70 degrees, northeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies, a low around 39 degrees and calm wind. And on Thursday, sunny with a high near 69 degrees and calm wind.
Next time on The 21st Show, an update on court fights over President Trump ordering National Guard soldiers to Illinois and the treatment of the media outside an ICE facility in the Chicago suburbs. Plus, we'll talk about the administration's policies targeting higher education with the president of Northern Illinois University in DeKalb. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Illinois has one of the highest numbers of data centers in the U.S., and it will likely gain more with the rise of artificial intelligence. These data centers use a lot of resources to operate, especially water, and this has some in central Illinois concerned. IPM Student Newsroom's Leila Nazarva reports.
The data center at the National Petascale Computing Facility in Champaign is a huge room. White walls all around, filled with dozens of large black boxes. These are servers, high-performance systems that run computations and calculations day in and day out. Mohamed Rantisi is the engineer who monitors these systems. He shows me what we're here to see, the pipes pumping in the water that keeps this place from overheating.
This is 575 gallons per minute.
Which is actually lower than usual.
We used to consume 5,000 gallons per minute.
That's roughly an Olympic-sized swimming pool every 2 hours. The amount of water used depends on how many computations are being run. But the facility doesn't actually track how much water it uses over time. Rantisi says they only track energy usage.
Because water's cheap, electricity expensive.
He says data centers cannot function without water. Even ones that cool servers with air rely on water to cool the air.
It's how we bring it to the equipment that's the difference.
Wow. So yeah, no data center without water.
No, absolutely not.
The amount of water and energy used by data centers is a huge concern, according to a recent report from the nonprofit Alliance for the Great Lakes. Data centers are projected to use 150 billion gallons of water over the next 5 years. That's as much as 4.6 million American households. Anna Barras leads the University of Illinois Center for Secure Water. She says it is highly possible that downstate Illinois can become the next destination for data centers.
And so there's a lot of possibilities for the installation of centers in small communities that already have the infrastructure, you have access to water, you have access to energy, and you have ample land.
Local officials confirmed that a company is considering Champaign County as a destination for a new large data center, but they haven't received the application yet. Data centers get water the same way we do. And Barras says that raises some concerns.
This new data center would tap into the existing infrastructure. The difference is that they would be three orders of magnitude higher user. You could pump a lot more water, but who's going to pay for it? And what does that do to the cost of water?
Much of central Illinois relies on the Mohammed Aquifer, which Barras says is actually a small water source that's pretty isolated.
So it's not like one of the very large aquifers that crosses three or four states, and it's if it rains in Montana, it eventually refills the aquifer and so on. No, it's very local. So the implications for systems like that are even more serious. It may not be renewable.
Data centers are here to stay. So what does this mean for residents downstate? It's important to understand that Illinois' water laws were developed long before concerns about superusers. Robert Hirschfield is the director of water policy at Prairie Rivers Network.
Illinois largely relies on imported common law from England, law that thinks about human use and at that small scale.
He says Illinois is a water-rich state, so there's never been much pressure to update the law. Now, with superusers like data centers coming in, that might change. Hirschfeld says if someone wants to advocate for their rights, owning land is key. The law says landowners have the right to reasonably use water, as long as it doesn't infringe on another owner's rights. But he says reasonable usage is a vague concept.
If you wanted to challenge a use as unreasonable, you'd have to go to court. And only the landowner could go to court.
Barr says the main issue is the lack of transparency.
We are basically in the dark in terms of what to use for AI.
State legislation was proposed earlier this year to require all data centers in Illinois to report their energy and water usage. The bill died in committee. Environmental advocates and water researchers like Barras are hopeful a measure requiring greater transparency will be reintroduced next year.
Because if we have that, we can really help to solve the problem and come up with good solutions that will be robust and reliable.
I'm Ladina Zarva, IPM News.
That's it for today. 2 in 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Layli Nazarva, Arjun Tucker, Alex Degman, and Mawa Iqbal. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.